Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, to this program. Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today, the date is the 24th of Shawwal, 1443, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 26th of May, 2022. Today, we're coming from Medina to Mecca for Umrah, and we welcome our Mufti Sahib here. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum.
Mufti Sahib, where is Mecca mentioned in the Quran?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Almighty Allah Jalla wala speaks about the journey of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and 1400 to 1500 sahaba in the 6th year of the Hijrah. The month was Zulqa'dah, and they made intention to perform Umrah, and then they came to Bipatni Makkata. Bipatni Makkata, Abiqurbi Makkata, which refers to, remember, Hudaybiyah. But Hudaybiyah, today they don't call Hudaybiyah, they call it Shumaysiyah. So Surah 48 and verse number 24. Surah 48, Suratul Fath, the victory, and verse 24. So there Almighty Allah is highlighting His bounties, favors on the Muslims. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ أَنْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala restrained their hands from you, Muslims. They didn't attack you. You had no arms, no ammunition. You in ihram. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ أَنْهُمْ. And your hands from them. بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةَ. So there Makkah is mentioned. Now the question we have to ask is this. What is the meaning of Makkah? So remember, when you study, analyze and go into the philology, history of it, Makkah means to break, to crush. Every person is natural. In our hometown, we think that we are Mr. Somebody, and I'm a chairman, I'm a trustee, I'm a millionaire, billionaire, I'm this, I'm that. When we go there, we Mr. Nobody. Remember that. On a lighter note, let me tell you a story, Mozaid. You like stories. So you see, my Mehman brothers from Malawi, all millionaires. So when we were there in Hajj many, many years ago, so now when you come from Makkah to Mina, Hajj is starting. Then next day you go to Arafat. Then when Arafat is finished, then after sunset you go to Muzdalifah. We're going to read Maghrib and Isha day in Muzdalifah. And everybody has to sleep was on the sand, on the land and sand. So they told me, these four or five Malawi guys, panketa sarkai ni ache, that we can't manage all these things. So I said, you can manage, don't manage me, I'm sleeping. There's everybody's hajmet, so the, and this way is Qibla, and everybody must read. So Maghrib, Isha, we read all that, we had a small bite, and I told them, yeah, I'm sleeping. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, so I woke up 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So there you have to wake the people up early, because there's always problem with bathroom, toilet, or long, long queues. So when I went to see these Malawi brothers, all, never mind sleeping, all snoring. You understood? He was tired now, so this, the. So I should tell them during the lectures, never mind your five-star hotel there in Makkah, Medina. When you sleep in Muzdalifah, you will see 12, 13 stars. So the one Malawi guy told me, he said, for real, I saw 12, 13 stars before I slept. You see? I said, that's the best sleep you got. You understood? So that is what Makkah does to us. It crushes us, it breaks our pride, our arrogance. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah alone was, is, will always be the greatest, the mightiest, the biggest.
Mufti Sahib, what is referred to as the Ihram?
Remember that when now we starting last week we discussed, you must remember Madina Munawwara briefly. There are many issues still, but anyway, let's just carry on with the journey. Now you're coming to your last day and you're going to leave Medina and go to Makkah Mukarramah. And remember, for every person, especially those who are going for the first time, we will always tell them they must make intention of Tamattu Hajj. So Tamattu Hajj means that you make intention first only for Umrah. Then after the Umrah, you come into your normal clothes, and then when the days of Hajj come, then you make intention of Hajj. So that's why we're discussing Umrah. So Ihram, we need to understand it from two, three different perspectives. Number one is, as people understand it, the public understands it. They understand Ihram to be the two pieces of cloth, the towel. So that is the figurative meaning of it. As you say, this is by Ihram and so forth. And it can be any color. You know, you wear a lungi, ordinary lungi for the men. So that also is Ihram. So many times I wear lungi, especially night time, Hajj time, because we don't want our Ihram, you understand, to get dirty and so forth. So that also, so is fine. It doesn't have to be white. Better is white, but remember. So Ihram in English, you will say you enter the state of consecration. You enter the state of what? Consecration, meaning that you can't do certain things which are halal, but now in Ihram, they're haram for you. So what Quran says? Once first, see, take the surah and the verse, then you will understand. Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 197. Fala rafatha. So now, you went to the miqat or in Medina, in the masjid or in the hotel. We'll explain that to you just now. This namaz is 2 rakat nafil salat. You read it, good. You don't read it, also fine. For example, a lady in menses, obviously she won't read. So you don't read it, also it's fine. And you read Surah Fatiha, Kul Ya Kafirun. You read Surah Fatiha, Kul Wallahu Had. Then you make intention for Umrah. Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassir hali wa taqabbal in any language. Oh Allah, I make intention for Umrah, make easy for me and accept it. Thereafter, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. So first the Salat, then the intention, then the Talbiyah. Now you in Ihram. So Ihram means, see, I explain to you. We start Salat, Allahu Akbar. So what we call that? Takbir Tahreema. So when I said Allahu Akbar, I started my namaz, my prayer. I can't eat, I can't drink, I can't talk, all these things here. So Ihram, Quran says, Fala rafasa. No husband wife talk. Oh my darling, your hands look so nice, let me massage and smooch your hands. All haram, all that. So no husband wife talk and intimate talk. Wala fusuqa, no sins. So people today, they're making dua, Ya Allah save us from Jahannam, but in the state of Ihram, they're smoking. Now how you reconcile that? So remember that a person swears outside the masjid, and then he swears inside the masjid. So both places is a sin, but is worse in the masjid. So smoking not permissible, normal times, but in Ihram, it's even worse. So then we're smoking, looking at the opposite gender, strangers, and we stare at them, and so many old things people do. So that is wala fusuq. Wala jidala. Don't get involved in arguments and all that without the justification. Remember that. Arguing with a taxi, arguing with your companions and so forth. So when we do these three things, you must remember that, that there's no husband-wife talk and so forth. There's no sin, wajh in ihram, no arguing and dispute and all that. That three factors put together gives you hajj mabrur, the quality hajj, the pious hajj. Al-hajjul mabrur, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah. Now let us, for Mawazaid, go for practical purposes. We are in Medina, we took our bath, we removed our unwanted hair, we clip our nails, we fasten our ihram, everything. You can apply the itar on your body, all that is fine for the men, not for women. And then we go with a taxi, right? So you go there to Zul Hulayfa, that is the miqat, nowadays called Bir Ali and all. There you will do all that, make intention. That is the best. That is Sunnah. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Umrah, for Hajj, that's exactly what he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did. But today got different dimensions. People want to go by plane. When we go for Hajj, we normally used to go by plane. So all this we used to do at Medina Airport. So remember that. So you do it at Medina Airport. And while the plane is taking off, they will tell you, you're passing Bir Ali, make your intention. So some people do that, but I would not like to do that, because with this plane and there's no tekana, sometimes you will pass the miqat and then they'll announce, you know. So therefore, before we board the plane, we used to do that. Once we're sure everything is fine, we got the boarding pass, all that, that we know that inshallah it's all systems go. Now they got another dimension, that people from Medina want to go Makkah by train. So what you must do? So people going by train, so I advise them, either read your 2 rakat salat, everything, there in your hotel or inside Masjid Nabawi. And then you go. But your intention, your verbal intention that you make at the station, normally they say, I never travel by train. So normally they say that the train is on time and so forth. So anyway, do all your prayer, salat, all that there, and then you just board the player, go and embark the train. When the train is about to move, then verbally you make your intention. So that's fine, no problem with that. So all this we should remember.
Mufti Sahib, what is the meaning of the miqat? And where is it?
Miqat means, you must remember, miqat e makani. So the boundary. Miqat means the boundary. So Nabi, this is a miracle. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, li ahalil Medina, for people of Medina, Birat Zul Hulayfa is the miqat. Wa li ahali Yaman is Yalamlam. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu salam made, you must remember, different boundaries for people coming from different parts of the world. So whether you come coming by train, whether you're coming by plane, whether you're coming by ship. So like people from Sudan and Egypt, they come by ship. So like that, our own people, they used to go from Yet, my old father-in-law, mother-in-law. 1955, when they went from Yet to Bombay. Then from Bombay, they went by ship. And that is how they perform Hajj. So remember that. Now Yet is an interesting waqia. You must write it down also to help you. So there was a person, Ali Dafu. Darfur is where? In Sudan. So you must remember this incident plus minus 105, 104 years ago, 106 years plus minus. So Ali Darfuri of Sudan came. It got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali. Our people confuse issues. So he saw there's an acute shortage of water in Bir Ali, in Zul Hulayfa. That's the name, Zul Hulayfa. So he and his team, they worked. They put up borehole there, well there. The people were elated and delighted. They changed the name. They said Bir Ali, Abar Ali. Today you tell some of these taxi chaps, take me to Zul Hulayfa. They're wondering what you're talking. Because they never heard of Zul Hulayfa. That's the original name. So they tell him Bir Ali, Abar Ali, they will know. So it's because of him, Ali Darfuri. Now just to digress for 1 minute. In our country, if you see now, Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib of Majlis Hafizahullah, MashaAllah, he started the campaign, and that's very good, and we endorse it 100%, but endorse it meaning you don't need us, but we are propagating it and telling people, take part in it, you understood, it's a wonderful campaign. Tongat and Gimli, and here and there, and how many places they don't have water. So, they put up a borehole and so forth. So that is why Why? That is one of the best sadaqah jariyah. Nabi alayhi salatu salam told Sa'd radiallahu anhu after his mother passed away. So therefore we all should take whatever we can, 1 rand, 50 rand, 1,000 rand, 1,000,000 rand, whatever, that inshallah you put, and Maulana and his team, they will do it inshallah al-aziz. So that is what he did. And then you read, now you finish now. You read your salat, lady in menses, you stay outside the masjid, make intention, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Now see, there's a beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi. Ayyul hajj afdal ya Rasulallah. Which hajj is the best, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What did he, the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say? Al-ajju wa ta'ain. Al-ajju wa thajju wa tasa'. Al-ajju raf'u sawt. Raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Normally if it's just me and my wife, we used to go by plane and finish up in her. But then with group and all that, we go with the bus and so forth. So anyway, remember, then I get 3, 4, 6 youngsters, I tell them, come here in front, and we give everybody a turn. That they must read, and the people behind them must read. Our people, they can't even remember labbaik properly. So let's read labbaik one time in one story. So remember that. Nice story for you listeners, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So what is talbiyah? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. So that is the best. Al-ajju, man, raise your voice. Women, lower your voice. Wa-thajju, to make the hadi, to slaughter the animal, sacrifice the animal, iraqa to dam, and that is what our people call damme shukr. So story time. We tell our South Africans 100 times, they won't listen, that Hajj time, don't leave the camp and the tent, you will get lost and all. But people, you know, let me go check here, check here. So there's one South African, he got lost many years ago in Hajj. Now, one thing only, he can't speak one word of Arabic, you know. The police can't speak English. So, what happened? He remembers at that time, our camp was next to Al-Baik. Al-Baik is that restaurant. So, he went to the police because now he realized he's lost. So, he told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik, meaning policeman show him was back. So, the police told him, you're making Al-Baik, Al-Baik. You must say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. You see. So, all these type of things happen in Hajj time. Funny things happen. So that is what we must learn. So on the way now, we're traveling by plane, by train, by bus, by taxi, by private car, whatever they allow. So you go, mashallah, and you read Labbaik as much as possible. And then you reach Makkah, you can take a shower, you can change your ihram, all that. No soap, no shampoo, no lotion, no perfume, nothing. Nor for male, nor for female. Because you are in state of ihram, remember that. So you ladies, you want to change your clothes, change your underwear, all that, because ladies got a lot of stories. So all that is permissible, but you can't, remember, use any soap, shampoo, all that, out of the question. So that is now we reach Makkah.
So Mufti Sahib, what is the first thing you do when we reach Makkah?
So when you just entering Makkah, then normally we tell the people, read the du'as, Allahumma barik lana fiha, oh Almighty Allah, grant us barakah in Makkah. We warn the people, this is the most holiest place in the world, most sacred place. Even an intention of vice is considered a vice. Surah 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. See what a warning Allah is giving us. Who makes irada, who makes intention, بِإِلْحَادٍ of deviation and wrongdoing, Allah forbid, bizulmin, oppression, transgression, then nuziquhu min adhabin aleem, we will unleash a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. So we must show utmost reverence, respect. People today so casual, watching movies there, laughing, joking, all that, as though in some ordinary place. That does not behove the mu'tamir, the person who's performing umrah, or the person who's the haji, and going to perform Hajj. So we must show that utmost respect. Then normally what happens, whether you come by plane or whether you come by train or whether you come by bus or taxi, so normally you're tired, you must remember, and people will wait. So we tell them, this is what we normally tell people, that okay, the ladies, you must read all your salats in the hotel, because it's better for you there. And you, the man, you must read in the Haram Sharif. So when you do that, remember, then we tell them a time, that see, after Isha, we will meet up 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever time, depending on the season and in so forth, because it's very hot, 30, 40, 50 degrees also. So in a case like that, then that you read, you must remember your salat, you look at the Kaaba, you make dua. Yeah, there is one wonderful incident of Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah was a genius. So they asked him, Imam Sahib, he performed Hajj 55 times. When we see the Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah first time, what we must say? He said, say Allahu Akbar, all that, and make this dua. Ya Allah, accept this dua of mine and every subsequent dua. So you're begging Almighty Allah to become Mustajabud Da'wat. Remember that. Then there's another masla also, Mawzaid, which you should also remember, and you the listeners. At-tawafu bil bayti kas-salat. Remember that. At-tawafu bil bayti kas-salat. To perform tawaf around the Baytullah is like salat. Now let me give you 2-3 different scenarios. One scenario, you alone or whatever, or with your wife, but both are now, they can't, they want. As soon as they reach Makkah, they made wudu or they took a shower or whatever, no soap, no shampoo, nothing. And straight away they went to perform their umrah. They saw the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, they cried, they made dua and they started. So for them, there is no Tahiyyatul Masjid. They don't read Tahiyyatul Masjid because they entered Masjidul Haram. Why? Because as soon as they came there, in 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, they started their umrah. So there's no Tahiyyatul Masjid. At-tawafu bil baytika salat. You're making tawaf around the Baytullah, it's like salat. Now you get old people like us, or we would group all that after 3 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours, whatever. So when you go for salat, Zohar salat, or Asr salat, or Maghrib, or Isha, whatever. So before the Zohar, or before the Asr, before Maghrib, they give you 5 minutes there. So before Maghrib salat, after the Azan. So then before Isha, you read 2 rakat Tahiyyatul Masjid. Why? Because you're not performing your tawaf immediately. So when you enter the masjid, read Tahiyyatul Masjid, if a Masjidul Haram, the Haram Sharif, if you are delaying your tawaf for umrah and so forth. Second one. Third one, then you get a lady, and this will happen always, 90% of the time. Then now we group of 50, normally 45, 50 in a bus. So one lady will come privately, she and her husband, that I can't enter, I'm in a park, you know, in my haze and menses. So fine, you can't help it. It happened to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Inna Allah kataba hadhi ala banati Adam. So when you are in that state and condition, you made intention, you are in ihram, so you must stay in ihram for it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, whatever your adat, habit is. You can change your clothes, you can take shower, change underwear, all that, but no soap, no shampoo, nothing. The lady must be told, this is very important. Sometimes our ladies want to short circuit the system and then it causes big problem. So they just say, I'm clean after 3 days, 4 days, and now they go make umrah. After the umrah, then one day or 1 hour or 2 hours, then again they're spotting. So that umrah is null and void. And remember, they went, cut their hair, put soap, put shampoo, does that, everything. So now they have to go to Tan'im and make another umrah from there and slaughter a goat or a sheep for all these violations. You see all the problems they created because too much haste, you know, and this type of things. So you ladies, make sure that 100% you must be pure, clean. Then you take your first ghusl, and when you then you don't have to go tan'im. From your hotel, you go with your husband, your brother, father, whoever, and you make your umrah. So that is what you should remember this. So these are different scenarios.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, how do we perform the tawaf umrah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One is a normal tawaf. A person is there, so in your normal clothes, all that you just go round the Baytullah 7 times, end of the story, and read 2 rakat salat. But this tawaf now, you came from Madinah Munawwara or South Africa or wherever, and you're going to perform umrah. So you in ihram, remember that. So when you enter, you look at the Baytullah, you make your du'as, everything, then you proceed to Hajar al-Aswad. Now here is a big masla. But nowadays you can't even do it because they, you know, blocked it up. But anyway, let me just explain to you. When you are in ihram, understand this point very, because their things, you know, can change any time. So remember, when you are male, female, in the state of ihram, then you can't go touch Hajar al-Aswad, you can't go kiss Hajar al-Aswad. Now the person will say, but what you mean? You see, day and night, they got their chamchas there, their guys there, and they go inside, they keep on putting itar there, putting perfume there, and all that fragrance there. And you can't touch fragrance. So always remember, these are finer points. People don't know these things here. So always, out of ihram is no problem. So that's first thing. So you align yourself now. What before they had a line and all that, the Saudis also, adahumullah, they're crazy. They took the line away. You know, understood? Now they got the green light there on the wall. Half the people don't even see that. They just make Allah Akbar from ever. So you stand opposite, you face the Baytullah at an angle. And remember that, and you raise your hands like how you do in Salat, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and now you're going to start your tawaf. Now here there are 3 issues. This tawaf is for Umrah. So for us, the men, we must make istiba. Istiba is the right shoulder, you will expose it. Only for men, not for women now. And all 7 rounds, you will expose it. You got that first thing? This is before you start the tawaf. So I used to take all the men once and come, let me put your people's shoulder. Some guys use a pin and all that is fine, no problem. Some guys even put the press starts and all that, you know, so it's fine. So okay, second one is Ramal. Ramal is only for men. The first 3 rounds you will like walk fast, like, you know. So that also you must remember. It's only for men that. So the woman, you just walk normal. But if the crowd is big and all that, then you can't make, you understand, it's alright. And then you will walk the remaining 4, remember the normal pace and all that. Now one important question comes, when we are performing tawaf, where should our gaze be? So you must look down. That is how, when you're reading Salat, you look at the place of Mawdi Usujud. So this is, although you're not stationary, you're moving. So look down out of respect. Not you look right and left and joke and all that. Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That whosoever shows respect to the Baytullah and the symbols of Almighty Allah, that is a sign that that person has taqwa in his heart. So we must educate the people of these things here. They spend so much money, but they're not showing respect to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So that is very, very unfortunate, we must remember. So Surah number 22 and verse number 32. So that is what Quran is teaching us. Which du'as you going to read? In Ibn Majah is mentioned beautiful that the best du'a to read when you're making tawaf. So before that, we give some coaching, training to the people. Subhanallah. You said Allah Akbar, now you start walking. Or the first 3, if you're making tawaf for umrah, then the ramal, the running. They're not the running, but it's just walking fast. Like. So, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So all this you will read. Thereafter you read Durood Sharif Salawat. Now this is very important. When you're coming now from Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone, you're going to pass the semicircle, the Hatim, then you're coming towards Rukne Yamani. So when you come there to Rukne Yamani, then this is the best dua. 70 angels are waiting there, and what they are doing? To say Ameen, Ameen. So the best dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, I ask of you forgiveness. I ask of you for that safety and security, my iman, my Islam, my health, wealth, honor, everything. Regarding my deen, my dunya, all that. Then the angels, 70 of them say, Ameen. That is individually. So we tell the people, read plural. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dini wa dunya wal-akhirah. So remember the words can change a little bit this way, that way. So that's the best dua to read. Then when you pass, now Rukni Yamani, you don't kiss it if you get chance that you will touch it. You can't touch it now, they got it all blocked off. Then you read, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar, between Rukni Yamani, Hajar-e Aswad. So these are the best duas. Then all the other six rounds, remember, you can read the same dua, or all the Rabbana, as you know, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Rabbana la tu'akhidhna in nasina. And if you don't know Arabic, you make dua in English, in Zulu, in Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, Portuguese, Greek, whatever you want to. All is permissible. So it's not compulsory or mandatory. The dua must be in Arabic. But we must have wuzu. Remember that. That's very important. When performing tawaf, you must have wuzu. That's compulsory. And make sure you count seven. Sometime husband, wife making, then you see them arguing. Husband say six, wife will say five. So, but you're making tawaf together. How can you be so confused and blow your fuses? So therefore, when I go with my wife, then as soon as we reach there, that Hajar-e Aswad, I'll tell her three. Then we come next one, I'll tell her four. Tell her, so you're on the same page. There are no arguments and this type of thing. That our people now, they make a small tasbih. You understand? So the tasbih got seven danas, seven beats. So when they finish one shot, one round, they pull one. Then they pull two. Sometimes with the beats, they still get confused because they forgot to pull the one. So anyway, you want to use that. It's not sunnat or something, but it's permissible. It's no problem. Now when you are finished that, there are three actions. But now the one action you can't do because of all this problems they got there is multazam. That's the greatest place to make dua. You see, I'm told, you know, with Allah's help. So before, I was just talking of it the other day with my wife, and you know, so they had a ring there to hold the kiswa, to hold the ghilaf. So I have to gap in and I have to hold that ring. And you put your chest against the Baytullah and you put your right cheek against the Baytullah. And then you make dua. All your duas are accepted. What is multazam? Between, not beneath, between the golden door and Hajar-e Aswad. So if you're big like me, you will find two, three people maybe, maximum. But if you 10 guys like you, Maulana, and that, three, four guys can squeeze in, you see. But now nobody can reach there because it's closed. It's a, you know, cut off like. So anyway, they put the cordon it off and all that. So anyway, that is multazam. So just stand in line with that and make dua. You read two rakat salat. Now this two rakat salat, you must remember, Hanafi say is wajib after every tawaf. Shafi'is, Ambalis and them say is sunnah in this sense. Say you made tawaf twice. You went around the Baytullah 14 times, 21 times. So two tawaf, three tawaf. So Hanafis will say that if you went twice, 14 times, two tawaf, so you must read two and two. 21 times, then you read three times two. But Shafi, somebody, they say, no, you can incorporate it. You just read two rakats, it will suffice for all. So that is how the difference will come. It's not necessary, you must read it in the Haram Sharif, meaning that you can read in a hotel also, anyway you can read it. So sometime your huzu breaks or something, so you will just read in a hotel, it's fine, there's no problem with that. And all this, there's no sequence, remember that after the tawaf, any sequence. So multazam, then two rakats, first two rakats, then multazam, then zamzam, ma'u zamzama lima shuribalahu. So remember that these three actions in any sequence. And when we drink zamzam, the hadith is authentic in Ibn Majah, so that is what we should remember. Then you come to the other actions. So always make dua, then inshallah the dua is always accepted, then inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, why is it seven times that you have to make dua for Ramadan?
That's a good question. So why seven times around the Baytullah seven? You see, Quran Sharif tells us in Surah 2 verses 127, 128, all that. So when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, father and son, they reconstructed the Baytullah. Wa idh yarfa'u Ibrahimul qawa'ida min al-bayti wa Ismail. Rabbana taqabbal minna all that. So after building it, reconstructing it, father and son went around seven times to see there's no defect in the structure, in the edifice, in the building. So Almighty Allah said, Ummah, you also must go seven times. Fattabi'u millata Ibrahim Hanifa. You must follow the culture and the system of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore we go around seven times. Seven is very important in Islam. Remember that. You take our origin, you know. That I told you this before. Surah 23, beginning of the 18 Supara, 18 Jews. And verses 12, 13, 14, 15. Allah speaks of the Tawwurul Janin fi Batni Ummihi. That the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother. So how many stages you go through? Seven stages. So how many skies there are? Seven. How many earth? They are seven. How many days in a week? They are seven. Like that. So seven, remember, is very, very important in Islam. So that also are reasons you can give.
Mufti Sahib, how do you perform the sa'i?
Now, what you will do, you're still in ihram. Now, very important, one Muslim, 90% of people make mix-up there also. So, when you are finished with the tawaf, isn't your right shoulder is open? It's called istiba, so you must close that right shoulder. You must close it now. Remember that. So seven rounds you made, the Sabat Ashwat, then that is finished, then you close it. Remember that. So before your Salat, it must be closed. You understand? To read Salat like that, open is makruh. Remember, it's disliked, it's undesirable, it's disrespectful. So close it. Woman, obviously yours is closed and all it from the start. So that is one point. Some people, they're not aware of that. Then remember, when you make Safam, also it will be closed. So you will walk now between Kaaba Musharrafa and go. The place you make tawaf is called Mataf. Right? The place where you make sa'i is called Mas'a. Now the Mas'a, they got too many now. They got five places to make. Not seven, five places. Downstairs and they got up and then up and right on top and lot. One thing they doing there, I don't agree with. Their intention was good, but the people are abusing it. Now they got scooters there. Now they got all these motorbikes like, you understand? And they got lot of new gadgets there and all. So people say, where I'm going to walk and all that. They just go and they start moving on that. That is not permissible. Remember that. That is only for people who are very sickly or very, very old and so forth. Now a guy like me, I can walk everywhere, but when I come there, I say, no, I just want to test it out. I want to try it out. You understood? So it's not valid that. Remember this. Then you get, now sometime, I saw all this myself. Sometime you get that the scooter, whatever you call it, is in front. Then they hook up another one, two at the back. Now I'm with my mother, my daughter, my wife, whoever. So they put them at the back. So okay, they are old or sickly, but there's nothing wrong with me. You understood? So theirs will be valid, mine won't be valid. So you see how all the problems. So therefore, they got women drivers there also. You must rather pay them and tell them they must take you. You understood? The woman drivers, they must take you. So not you go. Or if you want to go, it's fine. But then you must do your 7 walking still. You got it? So you want to. Another mistake people make. Hajar-e Aswad. You start Hajar-e Aswad, come to Hajar-e Aswad 1. Safa Marwa, Safa to Marwa is 1. Marwa to Safa is 2. So you will start at Safa and you will end at Marwa. Mistake people make. When they come to Safa, nowadays you can't really see the Baytullah from few places only. From Marwa is impossible. From Safa you can see, but with some difficulty. You know, you have to move here and there. But anyway, you face towards the Baytullah at Mount Safa. So whether you're on the ground or first floor, second floor, or right on top. So anyway, then, now you must make the dua. And now our people, 90%, 80%, they raise their hands like how we make, you know, start in salah. That's wrong. So the raising of hands in the Safa, in the Marwa means you raise your hands in dua. Not you make takbir and raise your hands like that. So that's a khata, that's a mistake that is a lot of people do, majority of the people. And then another important one you must know, for Safa Marwa, it's better to have wudu, but not compulsory. So if you are walking all that and your wudu breaks, so you just carry on, there's no problem with that. Then you will find the Milain Akhdarain, there's 2 green lights there and all. So there the men, they should walk a little bit fast. Now some people, they start sprinting and like all, that's not permissible. So why all this we do? We imitating, emulating Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha. And remember this, that Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was going up and down looking for the water so that something could happen for her son. And that is what led to Zamzam and so forth. So remember, in Islam, we don't build monuments and statues and all that. We imitate the actions of the great, great people, Anbiya and Salihin and Salihat. So that is what it is. So Safa, raise your hand, face Qibla, make dua. Marwa, they got lines there, so you will know which way is Qibla. You raise your hand, make dua. Best dua in Safa Marwa, in Sa'i, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, La sharika lahu, Lahul mulku walul hamdu yuhyi wa yumit, biyadil khair, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Any dua you can make, any language you can make. So all is permissible. But today it's becoming a big, you understand. People again are busy with the cameras and the phone and videos and laughing. So all that, remember, is totally, once we start showing disrespect to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, then remember we inviting the wrath. I told you just now, Surah 22 verse 25, that is on intention. So what about the people who are committing the crime? Then how much punishment? So we must educate our people and teach them what is adab, what is respect and all. They're not some going for a holiday and a jol and all that, you know. So it is should be a changing our life and so forth. That should be the aim. Therefore we say quality umrah, quality hajj. So now you will start at Safa and then you finish at Marwa. So what is done now? Your tawaf is done, your 2 rakat salat is done, your zamzam is done. And while you're going Safa Marwa, you must remember you're tired, you want to drink water. So all that is fine. There's no problem. You will find places to drink water there. So they made very good facilities. What is right is right. We must tell them. For that we must praise the government, Saudi government. The facilities they gave there is very good. Remember that. So that they made life very easy. But the people themselves, they do so many wrong things. That's what's upsetting. So anyway, oh yeah, another issue in Safa Marwa especially, you will find people walking with shoes and sandals and so forth. So one day, story time. I'm walking barefoot. And I see this Arab. Now you can make out this guy is like a sheikh, you know. And then he got there, his shoes on, his sandals, whatever. So we passed one another. So I told him, Sheikh, la yambaghi laka, you know, it's not good for you to wear this. And I read the verse there, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوحَ. I told him, you see. Now he knows, his big Sheikh, that take your shoes off, sandals off, all. You know, holy place here. So he said, هَذَا فِي شَرِيَةِ مُوسَى. This is that Sharia, not in our Sharia. I said, okay. Then we both stopped. So I told him, Sheikh, see, you seem to be a big Sheikh. I want to ask you one thing, then you must tell me is right or wrong. You, your sandals, all that attire, everything good, you and all this, and all these other people, they're walking. They go to toilet, they go here, there, all these things here. And remember, they got manchapla, they malaparwa, you know, no story. And now they come in the haram like this, and then, what you say is right. He said, ha, hada dalil sahih. In front of me, then he took it out. You understood? And then I told him, Sheikh, isn't it better adab and all that? But that dalil made sense to him. So we must show the people sometimes, you know, that funny things. You're right in the holy place, but now, some people, they got special sandals and all that. They only wear for haram, and that's fine. But this we wear everywhere, and now we want to walk with that and all this kind of things. I mean, definitely is what we call bear adbi and disrespectful. It hurts me so much when I see this. But today, with Murtad bin Shaitan there, if you're going to speak this kind of thing, they lock you up. Who gave you the right to speak? They got their chamchas, only they can speak. Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nanil Munkar. The Ummah say, Allah say, everybody must make. They say, no, you can't make. So this is all the problems there. So anyway, so that was good also to bring about that issue. So now you reach Marwa, right? You started Safa and Marwa. Now what is left? So now you have to shave your hair. The hadith in Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, various compilations, Rahimallahu al-Muhalliqin, 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 Allah's mercy on the man who shaved the hair. You see, today I went to the barber. So now proper, I told him, make clean, clean, clean. So when I go to Durban and that, there was no, they'll think I came from Umrah, you know. But we just go here by our Bilal Panoli. So Panoli is there in India. So anyway, so we must clean like this. This is halq. You clean properly, no hair left in. For you human, simple me, I don't understand all the centimeters and millimeters and the wee olden time. You ladies, you must remember, you must cut 1 inch of your hair. Now let me explain one masla here. This also people make mix up, you know. Whether it's Umrah, whether it's Hajj, understand a masla properly. You perform tawaf. You read your 2 rakat salat. You did everything. Now you finish your sa'i. So what is left? Only cutting of hair. So you, my wife, you, my sister, you, my daughter, you, my mother, you go to the hotel, not in front of people, because you have to cover over here. You take a scissor, and you just take all your hair, and you put it together, 1 inch plus minus, you just, you know, use your discretion, and you cut, finish. You cut your own hair. It's totally permissible. You understood? So that what is written in the Hajj Kitab, Umrah Kitab, that you can't cut hair all that whilst you're in Ihram, is right. That means that when you not finish with the thing still, then you can't cut hair. But if you finish with everything, then obviously you can cut your own hair. Now people ask, where's the dalil? So I give them this dalil. I say what Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 Sahaba went. You agree? I agree that they all went ihram. He said yes. So how the first person came out of ihram? How he came out of ihram? You cut his own hair. You understand? And even if you don't cut your own hair, you cut somebody else's hair, but he is out, you want to take him out of ihram, although you're in ihram, that also is permissible. You understood? So you must remember that. So it's not necessary for you ladies now to wait for us 1 hour, does that we have to go to the barber and there's long queues there and all. You go in the hotel room and then you just cut your hair 1 inch, you're out of ihram, simple. So like that. So we should remember. remember this, the same thing the man, one good shepherd in our group last 2019 or 20, I can't remember. So he said, what barber and all that? Me, I'm a barber myself. You understood? I said, very good. You go to your room and take your hair out. Now we don't know how to do all that, just now we injure ourselves and all. So we just pay the 10, 20 riyals and get done. You understood? So that is how we should remember these issues here. That now your umrah is done, finished. So once you, so for man, halq. Some men want to only trim the hair. Then what happens? So you know the masla of masa we make on the head. So that masla comes in handy there. You mazaid, what Hanafis say? That how much masla we must make minimum? What they say?
1/4.
1/4. So now if you take 1/4 of your hair, of your head, so you're out of ihram. You got it? And Shafis, they say 1 hair, 3 hair, whatever, so you're out. So they just cut that a little bit, 1, 2, and out of ihram. So that masla comes in handy there also. But woman, you must cut 1 inch. Now the woman, another story. The woman today, majority of them, they cut their hair. So we tell them, you must take your hair, and you know, from your plaits and dust and all that and all. They say, what you talk about plaits? Our hair is only till the neck. We got no hair, plait and all that. I say, okay, that is haram what you're doing, but now we have to get you out of the haram. So you just take all your hair together and just cut 1 inch like that, and then it's finished. Understood? So that is how now your umrah is finished. Then after you take shower, soap, shampoo, everything, does that and all, and then you stay in Makkah, and then you must have one aim, not go visit this mall and go meet this Paul and meet this one and all. You must have a mashallah, you know, we have to mobilize and inspire the people. How many youngsters, I feel very happy about these two few things, you know. I tell them, see all of you from Medina, we start telling them, we tell them 3 things. When we come Makkah, everybody make intention that we're going to make 50 tawaf. Why? So 50 tawaf means 7 rounds, 7 circuit is 1 tawaf. So 350 times you'd have to go around, isn't it? 50 times 7, so that 3. So remember, you will have to go. So they make intention. We're staying there 10 days, we're staying there 2 weeks, we're staying. So every day make so much tawaf and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladatu ummu. Then when you perform 50 tawaf, you come out of your sins so pure and clean, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So that is one. Second one, we tell them, read Quran. And leave little bit small portion, for example, from what duha downwards or alam tara downwards. And that you read in Arafat. And when you read that, then you start making dua. So you made khatmul Quran, like this Ramadan. What we told people, that 27 night, Thursday night. Make khatmul Quran. Inshallah, Laylatul Qadr. Inshallah, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Like now, tonight. So remember, that is now Noor, Noor, Noor. Your du'as are all accepted, inshallah. So these, and then, quickly, 1 minute left. So we tell people, keep 20 riyal, 50 riyal, 100 riyal. This our South Africans are champion in. Then I see which guy I know, who's a rich guy and honest guy. So I call him, I say, because I don't handle anything. So I say that you, the treasurer. So he say, what you mean? I say, I'm going to announce, whoever wants to give money, lillah only, they must give you. And then we will look for another 1-2 guys to help you. Then you get so many guys. Then we collect 5,000 riyals, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 riyals. Now when we go to Mina, the first day, everybody settled. Then after Asr, we send the guys out. After night, we send them out. I say, any bhaji you got, go to the shop, clear all the water you got. Go to the shop, clear all the juice. Go to the shop, buy all the bananas and all. So one day a joke took place. They came back to report to me. They say even the police, they left all their places and they were standing in the queue. They also wanted water and juice and all. It's so hot, you know. And so this, we end off with this. What Nabi alayhi salam said? For Hajj Mabrur, you must do three things. Ifsha'u salam, make salam, salam. Now, not you look at the smart woman and make salam. The man to man, woman to woman. Tibul kalam, or layinul kalam, speak nicely, call, you know, politely to the people. People do funny things. And remember, it'amu ta'am, and feed the people, feed. So everybody, this was every champion they are. Remember this. So by the time Hajj finish, all that money is finished. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So that is how. So everybody going for Umrah Hajj, Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities and accept it as well. Okay, 12 o'clock, we got the news inshallah with Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter 12 to 1 with Mona Ridwan Kaji. 1 o'clock Adhan. Then 105 to 130 Surah Qaf chapter 50 verses 12 to 22. 130 to 2 Surah Nur verse 23. Then 2 to 3 current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. Then this morning's Q&A, the repeat from 3 to 340. 340 to 4 the Zikr and Dua. 4 to 5 will be Mausalim Dorat, and that is Aulad Ki Tarbiyat, how to train our children. And then 5 to 7 Mona Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 repeat of today's Tafsir. 7:30 to 8 more Yunus Patel. 8 to 10 the discussion Mona Arafat and Mausalim Karim. So that is, remember, the programs to follow, inshallah. Inshallah, I will be there in Vellum tonight, inshallah, Aziz. Isha Salat is 7:15, and thereafter the program. It won't be live on air, only for the people there, inshallah. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on for the news now with Brother Yusuf Ali. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.